This is the Automotive Repair Podcast Network.
Well, hi, everyone, and welcome to another episode of the Auto Repair Marketing Podcast. I'm your host, Brian Walker, and today my guests are Doug DeLuca and Chris Luoma, and we are going to be talking about the results of an AI-first SEO strategy. But before we get into that, let's take a second to thank our sponsors. This episode is sponsored by ShopBoss. Manage and grow your shop with top features like integrated payments from 360 Payments. Are you ready to convert clients to members? AppFueled specializes in creating custom apps tailored specifically for professional auto repair businesses. Visit appfueled.com to get started today. Keep your shop top of mind on the mobile device they love. Well, hey, Doug and Chris, how are y'all?
Good. And yourself, Brian?
Doing well.
Great, Brian. Thanks for having us.
Awesome. Well, I'm looking forward to today's episode. I know that I have spoken to both of y'all individually, and that's kind of what brought up the topic of the episode, was just talking about the results that y'all have been seeing and the new clients that y'all have been seeing that are being recommended to you by AI. And, you know, I thought that it would be a good thing for our listeners to be able to kind of hear some of that and to get a better understanding of, you know, what is possible when you have that AI first SEO strategy. So before we get too far in, and Doug, we'll start with you and then go to Chris, just give us kind of a quick snapshot of, like, what does your business look like over the last, you know, 12 to 18 months?
Sure, Brian. Thanks again for having us. Over the last year or so, from, you know, from 25 onwards, we've grown the business about 31% in revenue and about 33% in gross profit. So we're outpacing revenue there, and 27% car count. So right now, out of a 4-bay shop, we're averaging around 70 cars a month, and that trajectory just keeps going up and to the right. So we're happy with the results so far.
Okay. Awesome. Chris?
Yeah. You know, over the past year and a half or so, we've been putting a heavy emphasis on brand exposure. I'm trying to get our brand out there. You know, we've been known in the area for quite a long time, but there's still a lot of people that didn't know about us. Been putting a heavy emphasis on marketing, all aspects of marketing. So we've been seeing a big boost in brand exposure. Car count has definitely come up to right about where we want it, and kind of aiming towards where we're going with growth, and excited to see what the future holds.
The two of y'all each kind of have different strategies about how you're growing your business, and we'll talk about that in a bit. You know, I'm looking forward to talking about that, because I know that there's going to be people that are going to kind of identify with each of you in the way that they're looking to grow their shop. You know, before we do that, do y'all remember, like, the first time that somebody told you that, you know, I found you on AI, or probably, I'm guessing, ChatGPT, you know, but tell us a little bit about that.
Sure. I'll jump in there, Brian. It was summer of last year. It was July 2025. Alyssa, my wife, was the client advocate at the time, and she had come out to the shop and said, "Guy just left and dropped off his car. I don't remember the vehicle," and said he found us on ChatGPT. So I was kind of taken by it, because we knew of it. We were using it personally, but we didn't really tie the AI piece to the business at that time. It didn't click, so to speak, right? And I think that afternoon, Brian, we changed one of the fields in our Protractor soft, you know, shop management software to include a source for AI. So it was eye-opening. It was good. And since then, we've seen dozens and dozens of folks that have seen us through different AI engines.
Okay. Chris?
I wouldn't say it necessarily took me back. I was kind of waiting on it to come. You know, we try to do our best by asking every client that comes in the door, new client, new face, "Hey, how'd you hear about us?" But of course, some of them slip through the cracks. And, you know, we just can't ask every time. You know, we're not, you know, we miss them out sometimes. However, that being said, I had a customer come in, I think it was end of summer, end of last winter, and says, "Hey, you know, I found you on AI search." And I knew it was coming, you know, from listening to your podcast and everybody talking industry, family members that are into the AI software. "Hey, it's coming. This is the new thing." But after the first one, it seemed like just keep coming and coming and coming. And they've been the customers you want. You know, it's almost like they're meant to come to your shop. So yeah, it's been a blessing for us.
We've kind of experienced the same at Shop Marketing Pros. You know, we've had a lot of people, especially in the last year. And as we go, it gets to be more and more often that we're hearing people say, "Oh, well, you know, I found you." And usually it's ChatGPT. That seems to be, you know, I guess the LLM that most people are choosing to use right now. You know, it's just more and more all the time we're hearing it. All right. So speaking of all of that, what are some of the various AIs that people have told y'all that are recommending your shops?
As you mentioned, ChatGPT by far, right? We have gotten Grok and Claude. We have not gotten Perplexity. Actually, we've gotten Gemini as well. So I guess those are four of the five big ones.
And how about you, Chris?
Yeah, it sure seems like ChatGPT is the overwhelming favorite. I can recall a handful of Michigan State students saying that they use Claude. So that seems like probably the second around here, but a far second. ChatGPT seems to be the strong leader.
As far as these clients go, the ones that are coming in and saying, I was recommended by AI, are you finding that they are different from clients that are finding you like on Google, for example?
Yeah, for sure. The sense we get at the counter is that they've spent more time either researching or understanding the issue with the vehicle than they landed on us, or AI pointed them to the website and then they did research on the business. So either one of those, you can tell they're just a little bit, you know more about us, so that there's just less friction there, so to speak, right?
Chris, are you seeing the same thing?
Oh, absolutely. Same thing as Doug. These customers that are coming from these AI search platforms, they know more about you than you think you know about yourself. It's kind of scary, right? Because there's blogs you put out years ago or information that's been out there years ago about, hey, you know, we do this, we do that. They already know it because they've read and they've done their homework on you, right? So those customers are usually coming to buy. They're ready to get their car fixed and be a person customer. But yeah, those are so far have proven to us to be the clientele that you want coming from ChatGPT and other AI sources.
And, you know, it makes sense because I find people that are coming in that are being recommended by AI are much more like a person who was recommended by a friend. They've got a friend that's already using you. They know a lot about you. They've had experience with you. And they're saying, hey, you should go here. And it's the same kind of thing. Because, I mean, AI is actually making recommendations and saying, the way that my ChatGPT talks to me, because I use ChatGPT probably more than anything. I use Claude when I'm doing coding or if I need something that I need a high level of accuracy with, because I found ChatGPT will kind of tell me what I want to hear. But ChatGPT, the way that it talks to me, it's like, this is what I would do if I were you. It's crazy how that's translating into people that are being recommended into your shops and like into my agency.
Yeah, I think people tend to start building a relationship with AI. I don't know if that's a thing.
It is a thing.
If it is, then like you said, the referral is almost that of a human, right? Because I doubt most people are just typing in auto repair near me, like our typical search engine optimization. I have a sense that they're having a back and forth, right? For a variety of reasons. And then our businesses pop up and then that's say, well, the AI knows more about me, right? Than just a normal Google search. So they must know what's a good fit shop wise, right?
You know, I know that you and I, Doug, have read the book Endless Customers. Chris, have you read that?
I am yet to read it, no.
They ask you answer, you know, anybody who listens to this podcast has probably heard me mention that book 20 times now. But Endless Customers is basically they ask you answer for an AI world. And it talks in the book about, you know, when you do these things in your marketing, that this is what you can expect to happen. And that's exactly what we are seeing happening. You know, AI, it's only able to, like, it's not able to create information from nothing. It has to start somewhere. And the best source for it to get the information about you is from you. And, you know, that's why we're heavy on, you know, on your websites of going in and creating that information that's very personalized. It's your thought leadership. We're answering questions. We're doing all of these things that are essentially based on the whole idea of they ask you answer in Endless Customers. And we're watching it happen in front of our eyes that like it, the stuff works. We offer a couple of different levels of SEO. We have a level one and a level two. In either one of those, we're really focusing on the whole AI first thing. Since going to from that level one to the level two, what's the difference that you've experienced?
It's definitely noticeable, right? Because the numbers don't lie. Just for the audience, we don't do any paid advertisements outside of Facebook. So we don't do Google ads. We don't do LSA, right? So we're a little bit different in that front. I just did Q1 year over year from 25 to 26 is numbers, right? And those metrics I sent out before is even getting better. So these people are coming from somewhere, right? And it's not the, I guess, typical marketing streams. So when we went to level two, we're getting the, you know, two blogs a month on the website and more focused on what AI would key off of. I would, you know, say the FAQs, which is huge. We're on the thought leadership side. And then the variety of other things the team does. The phone keeps ringing. And for us, it's not just the volume. Yes, the volume is important, but it's the quality of the client, like we talked about before, right? How they're doing the research and whatnot. And that's what helps the business, because we don't sacrifice quality over quantity.
Yeah, I would say where we have seen the difference in going into level two would be the blogs, right? The blogs are always there. The ring content's always going to be there. I'm a huge fan of the blogs you folks do for us. While paid ads work, the SEO that comes from those blogs is always there. And we're starting to see a big uptick in college students from Michigan State. You know, we were getting them here and there. Service advisors are telling me, hey, Chris, we're really starting to see more college kids come in, and I'm starting to notice it. But as we're putting more blogs out there for service in Michigan State and campus area, it sure seems like we've seen an uptick in the college students coming in. The nice thing about it is they've got vehicles that are broke. They're ready to get fixed. They've already done their homework with AI software, and a lot of them are booking online, right? So we haven't necessarily seen the huge increase in the phone ringing because those college kids like to book online, and that helps our advisors too, and they love it. They just come through, hey, boom, you're booked. Give them a follow-up call. We're still planning on seeing you. So yes, it's been great.
Doug, y'all have a big emphasis on the college students as well, where you're at.
Oh yeah, absolutely. We have a dedicated page on the website talking to the parents. Where we are in Southeast Florida, huge out-of-state population on campus, right? So these parents are doing research 1,200 miles away, right? And to talk to them through a blog or the website, right? And then for AI to pick it up, right? If a parent is in, you know, New York, for instance, and we're in Florida, and they put in FAU, right? And those type of what we would call keywords, but AI sees there's no other shop in our town that's targeting the college, like we are, at least on the digital side, right? So, which is fine by me. That just makes our job a little bit easier, right? To target those folks.
You know, it's interesting because like when we do that level two SEO, we bring in some things that would be more traditional SEO tactics that we don't do as much of on the level one. On the level one, we tend to focus on the things like the content building and the technical SEO and all of that. Whereas when we get into level two, we do a lot more backlink building, which we do that on level one, but on level two, we're doing a lot more of it and more of the press releases. So, you know, with the backlinks, yeah, you know, AI, it'll look at a backlink, but it's nothing like, you know, your traditional search engines. They're very, very heavy on backlinks, whereas AI is much more heavy on meritocratic content, you know, or just content that has merit. You know, we're doing a lot of the same things, but we're doing more of it. And with AI, the more that you can be putting out there, the more that it's responding and the better the results that we're seeing from it. So I know that both of y'all have had some examples of those big ticket jobs that have come in on, you know, because of AI. And we've talked about how, you know, people come in and they have buyer intent, they're ready to buy. But both of you have some stories about that. Doug, tell us about the one that you told me when we met last.
Yeah, it was a month ago today, in April of 26, a gentleman was using Grok to basically on his own troubleshoot a braking concern in his Prius, a 12 Prius, right? So that car is now, what, 14 years old. Within his conversation of troubleshooting it, AI at some point, I don't think he prompted it from what I gathered from the conversation, but AI had plugged our business into the conversation, right? And I've tested it. I think I see what happens where you kind of go down a path and then AI kind of, you know, just says, hey, if you're having a problem, check out this shop. I don't know if there's any other shops involved. Regardless, he came to us, first time client. He was 100% upfront of what he was doing in Grok. He was almost kind of proud of what he was doing and got to a comfort level where the conversation at the counter was seamless, as you can imagine. He ended up spending almost $4,500 with us on fixing that brake concern. And I have a feeling he'll be a customer for life. So that's great. And it goes back to, Brian, what you mentioned, the more educated our clients are, the better for us because they've done their due diligence.
ShopBoss is software built by shop owners for shop owners. ShopBoss is the shop management software that works the way you need it to, so you can reach your biggest goals without slowing down. Help your techs fix cars faster with intuitive inspection tools that supercharge your operations and keep vehicles cycling through your base. Get into ShopBoss mode with an ROI dashboard that gives you critical information at a glance and updates in real time. And accelerate your payments with BossPay, powered by 360 Payments, by giving your customers more ways to pay. From text to pay, remote payments and consumer financing, to compliance, surcharging, and PayPal and Venmo mobile pay options. BossPay puts your customers in the driver's seat and keeps your business moving. Plus, their entire team is on deck to help you simplify your day-to-day, flag more hours, and generate more revenue. Other software makes you work, but ShopBoss works for you. Independent auto repair shops, get ready to transform your business with AppFueled. It's time for your professional auto service shop to have its own customer loyalty app. AppFueled will build an app that launches a custom loyalty program for your shop in 30 days or less, fully integrated with your point of sale system. Bring Fortune 500 level customer retention strategies to your business without the Fortune 500 budget. Many shops are enjoying the benefits. Our app engages your customers with a loyalty ladder, enticing them to climb the next rung, coming back more often and spending more each visit, all with your own app. Build loyalty with your customers, to your brand, and boost your shop's growth. Get your first app in 30 days or less, all without breaking the bank. Ready to start? Let AppFueled take your business to the next level. Go to appfueled.com or meet founder Jeremy Glasgow and book your complimentary app vision session at appfueled.com/Jeremy. That's appfueled.com/Jeremy. Chris has a story that just blew me away because he came into, I learned about it through our automotive marketing mastermind group on Facebook when you came and posted, Chris. Tell us about that one.
Yeah, definitely, Brian, I'd be happy to. So a couple months or so back, we had a customer call, first time customer. I actually got the phone call. I don't answer the phone all the time anymore, but I got the phone call. He says, hey, this is Chris at Jerry's. And he says, yeah, he goes, I've done my homework on you. He goes, you're the owner. And he knew all about my shop. He knew all about Leroy up front. He'd actually went through and read the bios on the guys on the website, read all our reviews. He says, I got a newer Chevy truck. I need an engine in it. I need the front end completely gone through, brakes front and rear. Quite a bit of work. I just want to drop it off to you. I just need to get it done. Well, yeah, let's get it here. Let's take a look. Call him with a quote. Yeah, no problem. Just anything needs to be done. This turned into be a $17,000, $18,000 bill on this truck. Huge bill on this truck. You know, it's a nicer, newer Chevy truck, and he really wanted to put the money into it, kind of attached type deal. But he's going to be a great customer. What it cost, it didn't matter to him. He'd already done his homework on, okay, who are these guys? What are they about? He already knew us by first name. He knew I had kids. It's before I could even tell him I had kids, right? So when he's in a local insurance agent, younger family, so I see them being a good customer for a long time. And, you know, they probably know a lot of people in the community, too, being an insurance agent, right? So, yes, that's been our biggest win. I don't know that we're going to top that, but, you know, we've had a lot of smaller victories. But, yes, that was a big feather in the cap at AI Services from you folks, so thank you.
Yeah, I mean, the rapport is already built before they come in. And I love that you mentioned the bio page because we try to talk our clients into having a bio page on the website. And people are becoming much more and more open to it. Over the past few years, it was always, I'm not putting a page on my site for my competitors to come cherry pick my technicians. But people are really becoming a lot more open to it now. And AI eats that stuff up. But like in this case, it wasn't just AI. You know, your client went there and read about y'all before ever even bringing the vehicle into the shop. And I guess it makes sense. You know, it seemed, on one hand, it seems wild to spend $17,000 on a truck. But when you go look at what a new truck cost, it's probably the smartest thing to do.
Yeah, we weighed the options of our cost of new truck with him. And he didn't hit him in high. He said, I've already done my homework and order it should fall. You're right where I need to fall. I want you to do the work, get it done. So yes, it was fantastic.
Doug, you already alluded to this, but you and Chris kind of have different strategies on growing the business. Now, your businesses are in two different places. Jerry's is, I think, third generation, because it was your grandfather that started it. Whereas Doug, yours is a relatively newer shop. But you have decided to have your growth be organic rather than, you know, like just paying Google for every one of these leads that comes in. Tell us a little bit about that.
That's right. Yeah. The business is barely 4 years old, started from scratch, no database, right? No buying of a name or anything. So the building location is not on a main drag either. We're not kind of buried, but we don't have a lot of drive-by traffic either. So within the first few quarters of the business, we realized like this is a destination type, you know, facility. And with that, we just being naive to marketing and auto repair said, well, we got to do mailers, right? Google ads and all that stuff. And none of those typical mechanisms or strategies worked for us just simply because, again, like I mentioned before, it was not the right fit. We're growing and we want to have a specific client build the relationship with us. As Chris mentioned, you know, the more these clients have our experience that they're going to talk and hopefully bring in the same type of client. So in the end, as you mentioned with the website and the content, and I remember hearing this from your team when we first signed on, probably getting to close to 3 years now, Brian, is not only is content king, but it's yours forever. So looking back now that we don't pay the thousands of dollars for Google Ads and LSA and whatnot, it's cheaper dollar wise, but it may be a little bit more time consuming until you get into the rhythm of adding the content. And this was before AI was a thing, right? I mean, we knew it was a thing, but not a business thing. Cause like I mentioned, my first AI contact was just summer of last year. So for us, it was pretty smooth transition reading the books, right? They ask you answer and start. You had mentioned too, like kind of being scared of putting the about us there. I come from corporate America for 20 years. So that wasn't a big thing for me, but things like pricing, we don't do menu pricing, but those were the questions people needed or wanted answered. And I was learning about it. And then AI pops up its head and says, oh, let's start scrubbing all this. And then they see, okay, you know, a typical brake job per axle is X amount of dollars. So when someone asks that, I might be the only website in town that, right, has that information. So maybe it's a good timing thing, but let me put it this way, Brian. Our marketing spend in this quarter is half of what it was in 25. And the business is growing 30%+. So there's something there, right?
That's awesome. And then, Chris, y'all have a very different strategy in that it's you're kind of doing all of the things, you know, feeding a more established, bigger machine. But, you know, talk about that some.
Well, I want to start with I can't agree any more with the approach that Doug has on his SEO and his content. And Doug is 100% correct. Content is king. And that being said, we're trying to lean more into Doug's avenue with content, thus going with SEO level 2. I'm trying to figure out how to do my own blogs. I think Doug might do those. I might stand corrected on that. He may do some of his own blogs here and there. I don't know. Do you do some of your own blogs, Doug? Or?
Yeah, it's a mixture of Shop Marketing Pros and my own blogs, yeah.
Okay, everybody should try to be more like Doug because that is the key there is content. So that being said, we're trying to do more content, but right now, yes, we're heavy on Google LSAs, traditional Google. We do a lot of social media. Facebook is very strong for us, along with SEO, SEO level 1 and level 2 through you folks. But we're a little bit of a mixed bag, but it's taken us a couple years to dial it in. You know, this works, that works, budget-wise, where we want to fall. But we feel like we're pretty honed in, but I can't stress enough more of that. Doug's got the right approach, and I'm a big fan of content, not only written content, long-form content. AI loves long-form content, but videos as well. So yes, content is king. We're a big fan of that.
Especially when we're talking about AI, it is king. Now, it's going to be interesting to see as these LLMs, or I should say the AI labs, start rolling out paid advertising within their products because they're already starting to do it. I don't know how well that's going to perform for shops, but we're going to find out when the time comes. We will definitely, you know, be running those ads for our clients. And if they work, then we'll do more and more of it. But, you know, that's the thing. Or one of the things that as marketers, it makes us pull our hair out, which is why I'm nearly completely bald at this point. But, you know, like with Doug's shop, we could not get, you know, LSA to perform well. Whereas with your shop, LSA kills it. We love it when we kill it with a service like that. But, you know, then at the same time, what you're saying, Doug, I think that if most shop owners were, when they opened their shop, if they were in the position where they did not need a flood of cars immediately and they could invest in SEO rather than in ads, that long term, they're going to have a much bigger impact from that. Because, you know, once you spend that dollar with Google, it will never pay for itself again. Whereas with SEO, it will pay for itself over and over and over throughout the years. So I was an SEO guy from the beginning. I love SEO. And, you know, if I can choose SEO over ads, I'm doing it all day long.
Oh, yeah, agreed. And to build on that, Brian, it's like compound interest, right? The sooner you get started, the more you'll have in the bank. And, you know, even though I come from technology, and I know a lot of folks don't, even if you don't, you know, putting up a basic website and then you personally blogging, right? We know there's a lot of operators that started as technicians. So these technicians have a plethora of information. If they can get that down on paper, so to speak, digitally, and put it out there, it doesn't even initially have to be the cleanest, prettiest, right? Follow these rules, the better off you are. Because I still see my Google Analytics through the team, and some of the blogs that I've written 2 years ago are still top five, top 10. I mean, so again, you're feeding it and then it's yours forever. And then it's just kind of bakes. And then, you know, a new LLM comes in or a new this or that. You had mentioned the paid advertisement in LLM and AI. That is going to be interesting because I think people trust AI to a point, because not only is it conversational, there is no sponsored this and sponsored that, right? I know in my business, we do real good, strong organic Google return results. Because we don't have sponsored, because we find that people skip the sponsored shops that pay for, right, their ads and go down to the organic. So I hope it doesn't water it down too much, but we'll see what happens, right?
When it comes to shops today and, you know, them getting their clients to find them, what are some things that y'all feel that most shop owners just still don't understand about that?
Yeah, I'll take this ball rolling a little bit. So I got to go back to what Doug said, and Doug really hit the nail on the head. The content is king moving forward with AI search. And like we mentioned, we don't know what's going to come with the paid ads, but content is king. Content's always been king. My personal opinion is I see it continuing to be king. But you got to step outside the box a little bit, and you got to be a little different, right? There's no shop in my area that does the videos like we do. We're still working on that, trying to hire some things out and get a little bit better here and there with it. But we take those videos and we promote them locally, you know, put $1,000, $2,000 behind it a month. And if we're slow, I could turn that like a dial and turn that up and tell Kendra, hey, give me more ad spend, and that phone will jump off the hook. Me personally, that's the new news. Where's everybody at? As much as I hate to say it, they are on their phone. And what are they doing on their phone? They're on social media, driving down the road, in the airport, using the restroom. They're on their phone, right? So that's really worked for us. We're a big fan of it. But yes, content is king, and we're a big believer in the videos. It's worked great for us.
Well, and a lot of the videos that you do are, they also have a humor aspect to them. I'm guessing that you hear a lot about your videos when people come to the counter. What are people saying?
They love the content, right? We're still working on trying to improve it, as I mentioned. But the humor stuff kind of brings a sense of reality, is the way we see it. Lack of better words, this world is so politically correct these days. And when you can step outside the box a little bit, not push it too far, but have a little bit of fun with your clients or prospective clients, to us, that's been very fruitful. So,
have any of your clients told you that one of your videos was presented to them by AI?
Not necessarily AI. Haven't heard that yet. But what we have heard is, I see your videos all the time on social media. It's saying, I go to the gas station, grab an energy drink. Hey, you're the guy from social media, or, you know, you're the guy at Facebook. You got a repair shop, right? You work on cars, right? Yeah, my name's Chris. Here's a card, right? So it's become something you kind of get used to. Yes, it's been very fruitful.
Yeah, I see. I'll have videos that are suggested to me through AI sometimes, but they're usually very heavy educational type videos, like how to and those sorts of things. So it makes sense, you know, that the ones that you're creating that are specifically for like entertaining people and such, that's going to be a social first kind of thing.
Yeah. At my wedding, wanted to know where Bubba was at. Tell me he wasn't coming out. Not today.
Yeah, your wife probably wouldn't have appreciated that too much.
Nah, not today for that.
Doug, how about you? You've done some video.
Yeah, we've done some video. Most of it goes on YouTube. We've done a little bit with Facebook. We've leaned in even more with Facebook, just the we find that the consistent, relatively frequent posting. So we post typically to Facebook 2 to 3 times a week, a variety of things. The just text box, we take pictures with clients with their vehicles in front of the shop, right? And show that aspect of it. And we just actually increased our ad budget by 40%, I think, last month, because again, we can see, you know, if you ask someone coming in, how'd you hear about us? It's rarely Facebook. They rarely tie the two together. But I think what Chris was talking about was, it's not just typically one source for marketing. It's a plethora of things. They may have seen it, you know, in AI chat or on social media over and over. So we can just track it through how are they coming to the website. And last I looked, a combination of our Facebook ads, not even the posting, but the ads, if you add those together, is more than Google organic. So for the little bit of money we spend on it, and it does take a little bit of time to put the content out there, it's been helpful. I need to do more videos. I need to be more like Chris. We've been doing some hiring lately, and we're going to get those folks ramped up, and then hopefully free up some time where I can go in the shop, have some customer interactions, and tell the general public what we're doing on their vehicles, right? And put that out there. I'm not sure how that ties into AI. I don't think I've ever been presented a video on AI, but if it's not there now, it's coming.
Oh yeah. Yeah, for sure. Well, any last words for our listeners?
I would say lean in. In the long run, it's cheap. And it also depends on what type of business you run, right? If you've got a relationship business that you want to build relationships with your clients, this is a great way to do it. And if you run a different type of model, transactional model or high volume model, maybe not as much, but it doesn't hurt. I think of it, Brian, as additive. Like Chris is doing, he's doing probably close to the whole stack. The content is additive. You can't go wrong by putting out the content and then letting AI crawl on it, right? There's, in my mind, no negative other than a little bit of time. So it makes sense to do it regardless of, you know, where you are in the journey of your business.
Thank you, Chris.
Yeah, so definitely, you know, I'd like to add closing thoughts is just AI, from what we've seen so far, it really just scratches and claws and digs for any kind of content that's out there for you or for your shop. You know, if it's not your Google business profile, your social media pages, your Google, your Yelp reviews, it's out there searching for anything to give the right answer to the prospective client. And to us, it's really come back to content. Content is king, again, in our eyes, and that's what we're really leaning into in the future. And how we see AI is that's what's going to win the AI war, as you would say, is who is creating the best, the most content.
Yep, absolutely. Well, guys, I appreciate y'all being on today. For our listeners, as I was prepping for this episode, I was having some conversation with Michelle, who is our SEO director here at Shop Marketing Pros. And what I was asking her about was just any interesting little nuggets that she has seen that she thought might be good to add into this episode. And she started telling me about all of these things. And I was like, whoa, okay, that's got to be an episode on its own. So it will either be the next episode or the one following this. This is going to be episode number 205. So it'll be either 206 or 207. I'm going to be having Michelle on, and we're going to be talking about some very interesting things that our SEO team is seeing as they are doing this AI first SEO. So look for that episode. I appreciate y'all listening today. Remember, we are one of a handful of podcasts on the Automotive Repair Podcast Network. You can find all the others at automotiverepairpodcastnetwork.com. We have a great app that you can check out. You can find that at arpn.app. And I hope that you'll listen in again next week. Until then, fill those bays.
You've been listening to the Auto Repair Marketing Podcast with Kim and Brian Walker on the Automotive Repair Podcast Network. Download our exclusive podcast app at automotiverepairpodcastnetwork.com, because the best conversations in the industry start here. Marketing questions? Well, the Walkers have the answers. Check the show notes for their email.